This is Grapes, Grains, and Grub, where agriculture tastes good, featuring conversations with culinarians, artisans, agronomists, and makers who fill our plates, bellies, and souls. On this season of Grapes, Grains, and Grub, I talk with award-winning chefs Carrie Heffernan of New York City, Steve McHugh of San Antonio, David Guas of Washington, D.C., and Texas-based distiller Mike Cameron, to name a few. I'm your host, Cecily Armstrong, and here's a bite of what's to come this season. So, David, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today. Are you still grinding on George Washington's gristmill?
Oh, yeah. We've been buying from them for 5 years now, and I have to drive all the way out to the mill about once every 2 weeks. Every weekend, we make our grits, and then throughout the week, you know, we use the yellow meal for cookies and cornbread and things of that nature. So, yeah, we're always trying to think about how we put it in front of people again, you know.
So I do have Chef Carrie Heffernan on the phone here. I wish he was here in person, but I'll have to wait till I'm in New York next time.
The interesting thing about oysters is that they are probably the single most sustainable food, seafood you could eat, in that they contribute to their environment rather than detract from. And that's because they filter up to 8 gallons of water a day, sort of removing naturally occurring plankton and algae that if left on its own might overwhelm the environment and cause, you know, harmful blooms or lack of oxygenation or other things that'll just sort of set everything off in and out of balance.
And I am here staring at the face of my guest, Steve McHugh, who has been a friend a long time, and the journey has been amazing. And now here you are.
This one guy who has this one cheese that we buy for that right. one salad, and this, right. you know, this person who sells nuts, and this person who has good beans, and mm-hmm. this person who has olive oil, and this person who sells us eggs, and this person sells chicken. So it's tough, but at the same time, we get the best product, you know, and that's yeah. the thing. We want to work with people who are doing it the right way.
I have to introduce Mike Cameron. We've been pals. We've been reminiscing for actually how long that's been. I don't know, 9 or 10 years, something like that.
The amount of grains that we're using, it's not millions of pounds of grain. It's billions of pounds of grain.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing the amount of grain that we're going through.
And that's just in Texas.
It's just in Texas.
Wow.
So, you know, the craft movement is great for agriculture. It's great for farmers.
Whether it's a plane, a train, or an automobile, make your way to this culinary destination.
Our culinary destination pick is the Willamette Valley in the Oregon Wine Country. Did you know there are more than 500 wineries to visit? This lush, green, culinary destination is for those who also love the outdoors. Within 150 miles, there are gorgeous vineyards and family farms to visit, and chefs who specialize in cuisine showcasing Earth's bounty from the land and waterways of the Great Northwest.
So when you go into a great restaurant or a bar or a hotel, and everything just seems right from the moment you walk in until the time you leave, there's actually real professionals. And they manage the front of house. It's a big job, and Robert Rodriguez is the best in the business, taking us from front of house to your house on every episode of Grapes, Grains, and Grub. Take a bite out of Grapes, Grains, and Grub on any platform where you like to download your audio entertainment and podcasts. And don't forget to visit us at grapesgrainsgrub.com and sign up for all the inside scoop.